Tying it all together. To answer the question posed at the end of the last chapter, yes, there is a common factor that triggers the mental processes, behavioral characteristics, and emotions of a net loser: the uncertainty of the future. In a certain world, we wouldn't have to choose or act. Certainty would replace probability. We wouldn't have the potential for loss, that is, risk, and therefore we wouldn't have any risk activities, created or inherent. We would neither have losses nor experience the five stages of internal loss. In the words of financial editor James Grant, "Because the future is always unfathomable, there are always buyers and sellers in every market." If the socialists were right, if the future could be accurately divined, markets would disband, because nobody would ever take the losing side of a trade. Since the herd instinct and crowd behavior arise out of our desire to replace uncertainty with certainty, if the future were certain, we wouldn't succumb to emotionalism. Likewise, hope and fear, which are our strongest emotional responses to the uncertain future, wouldn't subject us to personal panics and manias. As it happens, we don't live in a certain world, so we need a way to deal with the uncertain future.